Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. President Joe Biden will be in Traverse City tomorrow as part of his America's Back Together tour. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be joining him. Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark is here with more details. Zoe, hi.
Hey, April.
So what do we know about the trip?
Not much.
Okay.
Officials are being super tight-lipped about this trip. We do know, like you said, though, that it's part of this tour that the White House is putting on this weekend. A bunch of folks from the Biden administration, including the First Lady, the Vice President, the Second Gentleman. They are all sort of spreading out across the country and doing festivals and parades and 4th of July barbecues, trying to basically sort of celebrate this, you know, getting back to normal. And at least in the president's eyes, the country's progress against COVID.
I understand Governor Whitmer's going to be there, too.
Yeah, she will be there. We know that they're both going to be in Traverse City. And we also know that the annual Cherry Festival is happening in Traverse City this weekend. It's this giant festival and it's kind of perfect, right, for a political meet and greet with voters. This is not the first time a president has been to Cherry Festival. President Gerald Ford, a Michigander, of course, went to the festival, I think in 75. So we can assume that there will be some kind of event with the two of them. But again, folks are just being very quiet about what exactly that's going to look like tomorrow.
Sounds like things might be coming together at the last minute. Zoe, I get the celebrating. Lord knows everybody could use a party right now. Mm-hmm. And major progress has been made in the course of the epidemic. But Joe Biden had set this goal of vaccinations, that he wanted 70% of adults having at least one shot of one of the COVID vaccines by 4th of July. I mean, we're not there, right?
No, we're not. Some states are, but not the nation entirely. And Michigan isn't. So Michigan and the U.S. are going to miss that mark. So a lot of this, these events, right, are about the appearance of folks out and about. Trying to get back to some kind of normalcy. And, you know, as Governor Whitmer has continued to say over the past few weeks, to, you know, enjoy Michigan's pure summer. And Whitmer, too, had set this goal of 70% in order to open Michigan back up completely.
Right.
But she dropped that metric last month and announced earlier openings and capacity restrictions were being lifted. But I should note that here in Michigan, Leelanau County and Grand Traverse County, right, where Biden and Whitmer are going to be, they have the highest vaccination rates in the state.
I'm sure that's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe, I can't help but notice the president was just here in Michigan in May doing events with Ford. Now he's coming back again. Is this, am I missing something? Is this campaign season?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is not a presidential election year. It's not a gubernatorial election year, for that matter. But where presidents go is not random. Lavora Barnes, who's the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, when asked, she said, quote, "It is often said that the road to the White House goes straight through Michigan, and it does. But so does the road to the U.S. House and Senate." She goes on to say, "We have a powerful delegation in D.C. that we fully intend to increase during the midterms. President Biden's continued visits to Michigan are proof that he, too, recognizes the value of Michigan and our elected leaders."
There you have it.
Quote. Yes.
Well, Zoe, surely as a practical matter, like, I've never been to Traverse City during Cherry Festival, but I've got to believe if anybody's going to be in the area, it's going to be good to arrive early just to avoid motorcades and Secret Service checkpoints. And just it's just going to be a lot of people in the area.
Okay. Traverse City is bonkers anytime during the summer. I have been to Traverse City during Cherry Festival. It is bonkers. The idea that like a presidential motorcade going through, whoo boy. I hope people eat a lot of ice cream.
Well, the more the merrier, right?
Right, right.
Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark. Zoe, thank you so much.
Thanks, April.